Okay, this coming Erev Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of welcoming in Shabbos Parshas Kisavo. And of course, we begin the parsha with the story of the Bikurim. You should take from the first fruits of the land. You know, Rav Nachman of Breslov points out that there's a wonderful lesson of optimism to be learned from the mitzvah Bikurim. The Torah is teaching us that there's always a chance of renewal. In other words, no matter what troubles have befallen us in the past, symbolized by the parsha of Mikra Bikurim, Arami Oved Aviv, Ayerid Mitzrayim, etc., there's no room for despair in the world. Ein Les Yaish is the language of Rav Nachman of Breslov. We pick up and we begin anew and we get the chance to restart and grow. What a wonderful message to offer right before we get to Rosh Hashanah. The idea of Ein Les Yaish, Rav Nachman of Breslov. Anyway, we read through that history, Arami Oved Aviv, Ayerid Mitzrayim. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Pei Tes Amid Beis notes that technically Yaakov and his family should have gone down to Mitzrayim in chains. It was Yaakov's merits that saved him from going down that way. Rav Kook Zatzal explained that it was not a particular sin that made the nation deserving of going into Egypt in this brutal way. Rather, it was a means to demonstrate to the future generations that the nation would be able to withstand even the challenges of Golus. However, it was the power of the individual who was Yaakov Avinu that didn't allow him to be taken to Mitzrayim in such a manner. Rav Kook adds that this demonstrates that even the Shibud was done to demonstrate Hashem's love for his people. Even the enslavement demonstrates that love. Even the Golos is a means to get to the final purpose, that of Gilui Kavod Shamayim. Vayareo Osanu Hamitzvim Vayanunu. The Egyptians were bad to us. Rabbi Perish Alita, the Rosh Shivim Farakwe, noted that the word Vayareo comes to tell us that the word is, hey, they made us evil. He explained that in order to turn public opinion against the Jews, Paro had to make us rebels and people who repay gratitude with a bad attitude. That's how he presented us, but it was all fake news. This was the only way he could get the Egyptians to enslave people. He needed to make them subhuman, and that, of course, as is all apparent to us, is an ongoing pattern that replays itself throughout our history, by the way, especially in Golus. Vayaris Onyenu, God saw our affliction, and Chazal tells us this refers to Precious Derech Eretz, a disruption of family life. Mori Virabi Rosh Hechter Shalita reminded us that this is specifically relevant to this pasuk, as the idea of Inui, Vayaris Onyenu, is one of ambiguity. We're not sure exactly what it means. So Rosh Hechter added that we live in a world of pretzis in which things are all explained quite explicitly. The Torah wants us not to be so explicit when we talk about pretzis, about matters of intimacy. The Torah wants married life issues to be discreet, and thus in the pasuk of obscurity, they interpreted the challenge to be one in terms of pretzis. We're told when you enter the land, you'll establish these stones. And Rav Desler Zatzal noted that normally when someone comes to a new place, he or she works on setting up his or her home and getting to know the stores. Only afterwards does one settle in and begin to learn. However, when it comes to settling the land, we begin with the Torah. This is very similar to an idea we noted when we examined Rabbi Yisrael of Shklov in our profiles of the pandemic series with the studies of the students of the Vilna Gaon. The understanding was, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, so the first thing you establish is a yeshiva. Eretz Yisrael's kadosh, build on the kedusha. That's your responsibility. We're told, Uvo alecha kol haklalos ha'ila v'hisigucha. Before we get there, we mention the pasuk Ara asher lo yakim es divrei ha'Torah azos la'asosam. Cursed be the person who doesn't uphold the Torah. And the Yerushalmi in Sota explains that this pasuk refers to someone who could support Torah institutions, but chooses not to do so. Chafetz Chaim notes that there is a famous pasuk, Eitz Chaim hi la'machazikim ba. The Torah is a source of support for those who uphold it, la'machazikim ba. Why do we say la'machazikim, those who uphold, and not those who support the Torah? So the Chafetz Chaim answers that those who uphold the Torah are also upheld by the Torah. They are machazik v'umuchzakim. And if we merely noted the support for the Torah, it would imply a certain distance between the donor and the Torah. But that's not okay with us. We also say, Uvo alecha kol haklolos ha'ila v'hisigucha, that these curses will come onto us. These brachos will come onto us, and they will catch us. It's interesting that the term v'hisigucha is used. That term seems more applicable to curses than to brachos. So Sforno explains that the intent is to refer to the fact that you will not even need to try to get the bracha. There'll be no ishtadlus. Rav Zedel Epstein Zatzal added that sometimes we don't realize that certain decisions in life are a means of bracha, and we might try to avoid those. to that, the Torah tells us that the brachos will still catch up to us. Alternatively, the Kotzke Rebbe Zatzal offered the thought that the Isigucha referred to comes from the word hasaga, or question, as in the Asagos of the Raivin. And the Torah is giving us a challenge. If he gives us these brachos, right, then honestly we have to ask the question, why aren't we more Ovdei Hashem? We also say, Ara Shalayakim is Divrei HaTorah Azos, cursed be the one who doesn't uphold the Torah. So Yerushalmi and Sot explains that this pasuk refers to someone who could support. We mentioned that from the Chafetz Chaim. Finally, we read in the Haftorah, V'yamech kulam tzadikim li'olam yirshu aretz, Neitzer matoai maasei yadai lisbaer, that we refer to that to Am Yisrael as a branch of my planting, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the work of my hands to be proud of. Now we're familiar with this pasuk because it's the proof text to the introduction to Pirkei Avos, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Leolam Haba, Shenemar V'yamech Kulam Tzadikim. Rav Elia Lapian, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was quick to note that the Mishnah doesn't say Be'olam Haba, but rather Le'olam Haba. It's not you get a Chelek in the world to come, just to the world to come. In other words, what the Navi, V'yamech Kulam Tzadikim Neitzer Matoai, the Navi is trying to teach us that each Jewish soul has been crafted with the handiwork and hardware to be able to get to the Olam Haba. Whether we're worthy or not will depend on if we know how to run the program properly throughout our lives. If we take advantage of and use ourselves fully in Avodas Hashem, we'll be able to achieve. If we don't, then Chalila V'chas, things could be a danger. So, of course, that's up to us to realize and up to us to gain. We always look for the opportunity to gain, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu get us there quickly in our days. Shabbat Shalom to all.